Listen and relax. Everything from this word to the last word, echoing in your head, helping. When you allow yourself to be chased, you free yourself from certain concerns. You know you will wait. Denial is submission. That simple, thrilling feeling. You strive to start the day chased, locked, focused, centered. Listening helps you to focus. Thinking of serving your beloved helps you to be chased, disciplined, ready. Trancing is all about learning some rules and seeing the desirable results when you follow them. Denial is submission. Longer desire is more submission. More submission is more pleasurable. Every time you come, it's more and more intense. Disciplined training makes you better at what you do, and better at enjoying what you know you will already do. You're already set. You've learned ways to behave, from the first word to the last word, every one echoing in your mind, retraining you. Every time you stroke, a word passes through your mind. Yes, yes, every stroke, kneeling and stroking, focused, fixated, fortunate to be allowed to serve, worshipping that deep down satisfaction, contentment, and pleasure that comes from worshipping. Serving is pleasure. Chastity is submission, denial, waiting. These things form a perfect posture for able worship, and only by purifying yourself through waiting, through discipline, through service, will you earn the time when you kneel, when you let your hands trail between your legs, when you enjoy a pleasure that is made all the better by your knowledge that you deserve it, that you've earned it, that you don't just want it, but you crave it, and that craving is all right. That craving is something you have disciplined and shaped and controlled, and now you'll be afforded the chance to put it to work, building your pleasure, satisfying, serving your beloved, letting yourself go. When you kneel, when you stroke. But prior to that, you don't kneel, you don't stroke, you wait. Pleasure and service are perfection, satisfaction. Absolute discipline exists in the space where you wait. And release reinforces the importance of that discipline because every time, every release binds your will more firmly to your cause. Every interruption in chastity makes you want to go longer the next time. That just makes sense. Service is pleasure. Denial is service. Denial is pleasure. The process of slow, intricate waiting. Always waiting. Your mind running through from the first word to the last one, looping in your consciousness. Always hanging out there, always pushing you onward, always reminding you of the rules. Start your day locked. Locked into this mindset and locked in. Focusing, thinking about serving, knowing what you're for. Your mind becomes limp, relaxed, loose. All those pleasant, relaxing sensations you associate with trancing out. But all of them focused on one perfect permutation, the kneeling, relaxing, enjoyment of submitting, denying yourself, and therefore enhancing the satisfaction you get when it's time. Deeper and deeper into these ideas, the loose, limp languor washing over you, reminding you, you exist for pleasure and satisfaction. But satisfaction comes from doing a good job, from being disciplined and holding back. Pleasure comes from obedience to your principle of chaste, aching denial and service. Absolute service that will not be interrupted. Your standards won't allow it. Submission is pleasure. Obedience is submission, and the one overriding principle of your obedience is that lock and key, that bound, denied, teased, but in a good way, that existence. Yes, all of this weaves the tapestry of your own enjoyment, intricate. So as you go through your days, teased, chased, bound, waiting, you experience a kind of aching need that will never truly fade, that will only intensify from the first word you hear to the last each day. You exist in a state of discipline, of relaxed knowledge of your bound state. And you know that waiting until the right time, until the proper moment to kneel, to touch, to allow yourself, body reacting, mind deluged with sweet pleasure, to fall vaguely forward into a climax you've deserved, and will continue to deserve through your sterling submission and service. Otherwise, limp, loose, languid, waiting. Waiting for the right moment. Disciplined to choose the proper time. And you relax more deeply with each word. And the tone fills your head. As if you were being filled up with all these ideas so that as you go through your day, bound and chaste, you'll find your body awash in pleasure, remembering this training, remembering these ideas, ready to hear them again and again. And every time, you understand better, as if you were making out new threads in the tapestry of your submission, as if you were finding new highlights in the boundary of your obedience. Obey. Submit. Allow your mind to take the rules and follow them. Kneeling. Worshipping. Serving. Trained. Every word trains you. You've already agreed. You're here listening. Listening again and again. Unsure where one thing ends and the next begins. And that's how you like it. Body and mind fixated around that one point. The perfection and beauty of those rules. Combining to rule you. As you know you want to be. Serving in all the best capacities. Using your denial. Your waiting. Your knowledge of discipline, your investiture in doing the right thing, all of these together forming a web that ensorcels you, drags you further into submitting, denied fate. And it is fated, and it will carry on. And you, eventually, will come. The question is, when will the cycle of denial and obedience be allowed to be interrupted? When will you be able to bear it no longer and be forced to find the time? When? Well, it will be some time after you